Well, a number of people are quite surprised that the African Union and African states have been rather quiet on the goings on in North Africa, you know, and particularly recently in Libya, you know. And the issue here for me is that we in the continent should identify with what is going on, because we were a part of the so-called third wave of democratization, which started at the end of the collapse of the Berlin Wall, in which African masses were beginning to demand a say-so in the affairs of the state and how they were governed. So we really started this in the sub-Saharan Africa, even before North Africa.
Professor Onyedjekwe, some people have questioned why African leaders have kept quiet, saying that it seems strange that for somebody like Gaddafi, who was calling for Africa's unity, among other things, African Union as well as African leaders should be able to step up and support at least the anti-government protesters who have been suppressed for all these years. Why the silence?
Well, you know, one of the challenges which African states have to address in this decade is the issue of becoming relevant players in global politics. And on the reaction to what is going on in Libya, particularly the fact that unarmed civilians who are simply asking for their basic rights were being gunned down, it's something which we in the continent, African Union, should be join the rest of the world. Because across Asia, across Europe, you know, there's total condemnation. And then if we must become active players and be taken seriously in global politics, we need to have our voices heard on issues like this.
Professor Onyedjekwe, some have speculated that Gaddafi's influence across the continent has basically influenced some of these leaders not to be outspoken in the face of this crisis in Libya. What is your take on that?
Well, there are quite a number of views on this, what some people have called alarming, deafening silence on taking a position, at least, at the very least, on condemnation of the reaction of the Libyan government to the peaceful demonstrators. A number of people have speculated that it is some African states have identified with Gaddafi and are quite reluctant to be critical. Others have said that he has deep pockets, you know, a lot of investments in several African countries, and they are quite also reticent based on this factor. But in my opinion, I think that it is misplaced, given the fact that these are human rights issues, basic issues of decency, and especially the fact that African states themselves, in both the African Union Constitutive Act, the NEPAD background documents, have affirmed commitment to good governance and democratization. And many African states are now opening up the space to allow for multi-party states and multi-stakeholder participation in politics. So there are no contradiction here between for them to take a position which affirms what they themselves have basically been saying for decades.
Some people have said that some of these African leaders themselves are denying the rights of their citizens. They will not be respected if they come out to condemn what is happening in Libya at the moment. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that when you look at the fact that the Security Council unanimously, you know, adopted a resolution which condemned the tactics used against civilians in Libya, including states like Russia, China, then there's really no reason why African states cannot join and add their voices to this condemnation, because there must be a minimal threshold which we as an international community must not accept. And so I think that it's really sad that we've been completely absent in terms of joining the rest of the world to express our resentment to what we are seeing.